So, I decided that since I have the house to myself, I would do another recording. And this time I have an actual coherent idea that I think I can also coherently express, which is a good thing. So we're gonna give it a shot. And I am so full right now. I've stretched my ass out with my plug, and I have my rabbit to use, so I'm gonna be like overstimulated, and I am so excited. Anyway, I knew the second that you walked into the bar that by the end of the night I was either going to be completely fucked out of my mind or dead. You gave off that vibe. Kind of a serial killer, Ted Bundy kind of vibe, but some people like me are into that. And I took my chances. And I introduced myself. And you introduced yourself. And before long, you were dragging me not to your place, and we were not going to my place, but instead, you were dragging me to the alleyway. Outside. And the smell is awful. And I'm pretty sure I can hear rodents running around. But I don't really care. Because my cunt is so hungry that I would tolerate even a morgue right now. You push me up against the wall. There is no pretense of gentleness or romance in this. We are both here for one reason and one reason only. To hurt each other. Or to at least let you hurt me, because I'm not much of a fighter. I mean, I might claw your back, but that's about it. You shove me up against the wall and you drop to your knees and you look up at me with this odd smile. I can't really discern what you're trying to communicate in that, but you pull down my pants and start kissing your way up my thighs. Trailing your lips up around me, but not quite going where I need you to go. But it's still, it feels great already. But you don't tease me long. We don't have much time, I'm sure, before somebody wanders around and sees us. So, without warning, you bury your face into me and start licking my cunt. And I'm already so wet for you, I'm dripping. Fuck. And you feel so good. I lace my fingers into your hair and pull you in close as I possibly can without smothering you. And I grind myself against your mouth. I start begging for more. And already, it isn't taking long, but I'm already getting close. But I don't want to come just yet. Oh my god. Oh fuck, I love the way. Oh my god. I love the way you're licking me. Oh my God. Oh. I'm building up and I start moaning, and despite me saying I don't want to come yet, I'm getting dangerously close to losing control. So just as I'm about to come, you pull away, suddenly. And I complain, of course, because, well, losing an orgasm when you're on the brink of it, any sort of edging, is frustrating at its core. But you don't leave me hanging for long. You grab me from the wall and drag me over to a nearby garbage can. And I'm confused, because this isn't exactly what I was imagining was going to happen. I thought maybe I'd get thrown on the floor of the alley. But no, instead you drag me over to this trash can and you bend me over it, despite it not having a lid. And it's nearly overflowing, so my face is pressed into the trash. And I can barely fucking breathe. But that doesn't matter right now, because I'm still getting air and I can feel the head of your cock sliding up and down my pussy. And everything pauses for a moment. And suddenly, you shove me deeper into the trash to where I can't breathe at all and push yourself inside me. Oh. Oh my God, and you start pounding me relentlessly. I'm gasping for air. I can barely breathe. But you keep pulling me out, ensuring that I don't die. But I start wondering if perhaps I've made a mistake, if I really am going to die tonight. You push me into the trash again and start fucking me faster and harder. There is no affection in what you're doing. I am just a cunt for you to fuck and fill. You grab handfuls of my hair with one hand, and I can feel you groping along my body with the other. Oh fuck, and I am so turned on right now, even though this should be gross, this should be nasty, this should be something I don't want. I really, really want it. Fuck. And this continues for some time. I'm trying to hold my moans, but I'm not very successful. At least they're getting stifled by whatever garbage is currently shoved in my face. But you're not making a sound at all. So the only thing that is really audible is the slapping noises that are occurring every time you slam into me. And suddenly I'm pulled out of the trash by the hair. You pull me out, pull yourself out of me, and then I'm finally slammed onto the alleyway floor, face down. You're gone for just a second, but when you come back, you flip me over, look me deep in the eyes, push my legs all the way back so I'm damn near bent in half. And then you just slide yourself in and start pounding as hard and fast as you can. Now you start talking to me, telling me all the filthy things that you want to do with me in the coming days. How you don't plan on actually letting me go, how you insist that I come home with you, so that we can have more fun. And I'm on the verge of agreeing because this is quite frankly the best sex I've ever had in my life. But then I notice the knife and your smile. And the knife gets pressed against my throat. And I shouldn't be enjoying this, but I am. I like knowing that at any second, you could get rid of me. And you're still pounding into me as you do this, and you're laughing slightly and telling me how I have two choices. I can either let you blow inside of me, or you can pull out, but I have to die. And somehow, I don't know how you realized it, but we didn't use any protection, and thinking about it now, I'm not on any birth control. And I admit, it gives me pause to make this decision. With as good as you feel, kind of like the idea of you claiming me. But on the other hand, if you really do plan on taking me home with you and not letting me go, I might be completely fucked in terms of getting pregnant. And then I also don't really want to die. So I make the choice and I look you dead in the eye and tell you that, yes, just go ahead and come inside me. And you smile and press the knife closer into my throat so that I'm getting a slight sting in the skin from where the blade is against me. And I hate to admit it, but I'm getting close. Just at the thought of being so close to getting killed while being fucked. The idea is too good to me right now. And oh my god, I don't know how much longer I can talk because I'm getting lost in my thoughts of this. Oh my god. Oh, wow. I am so turned on. Hurt me. Just having the knife against my throat isn't enough. I need to actually be hurt. I need you to fucking slap me around. Yes. Just like that. Oh my god. I'm going to come. You're going to make me come. Fuck. I can feel you getting close. I can feel you starting to throb inside me. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come soon. Oh my god. I'm gonna milk your cock.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Come inside me. Come in my cunt. Please. I'm coming. I'm coming on your cock. I'm coming. Oh my God. I can feel you coming inside me. Oh my God. You take the knife off of my throat, pull out, and without saying a fucking word, you just turn and run out of the alley, leaving me there. You don't keep true to your promise of taking me home. You just use me. You used me and left. And I lay there on the ground. And I think to myself, God damn it, I should have gotten your number first before anything else.